free will or fate? Everyone at some point seemed to come to the question of free will. Are we just passengers on a journey where our future is mapped out already? Or do we have freedom to change and choose our path? See what you think in this following parable. Imagine you are a musician. You are the percussionist in a symphony orchestra in a major city. You're also a philosopher, and lately you have been contemplating the question of free will. Tonight is the opening of a new series of operas, and you're dressing up in your finest clothes. You take a cab to the opera house, enter, and meet with fellow musicians who are all modestly excited about the night. You file on to the stage with a full house in attendance and find your place and your instruments. As you settle in, your mind returns to the thought of whether or not you have free will over your life. You look at the music in front of you. The notes dictate what you will be doing, when, how loud, and for how long. Your first part calls for a series of triangle triplets at bar 62, and you think to yourself, to prove to myself I have free will, I could decide not to ring this triangle at bar 62. The price to pay would be a few raised eyebrows, a comment afterwards by the conductor perhaps, but you would probably not be fired, and life would go on as always. Perhaps it would be worth it, just to show yourself you have free will. The conductor arrives, everyone settles down, he raises his arms, and the music begins. It is Wagner tonight, and the overture swells and turns as you dutifully count the bars. At bar 40, you pick up the triangle, but you're not sure if you will chime it at 62 or not. So much of your life is a series of have-tos and must-dos. It would be delicious this once to have your own will to follow. You're now at bar 50. The music is like a stormy ocean. The waves are building as dark and powerful clouds. At bar 56, a crescendo reaches up towards the heavens, and as the wave crests and breaks into a million particles, you're supposed to be ringing your triangle as the music falls into the abyss. Bar 60, bar 61, bar 62. What will you do? What will you do in this story? If you are like most people, you say you would ring the triangle. Why? Well, first of all, if you are a musician, you have committed yourself to music more than to your mind. But more importantly, at bar 62, the music and everyone in the orchestra and most of the audience expect the sound of a triangle, and you are the only one in the hall who has one available. You even know how to use it. Here's what I have found. When we have an opportunity to supply what is truly needed, there's nothing more satisfying than that. The thought of free will is purely academic if you're in the right place at the right time and know what to do.